Well, obviously it's a tough loss. It's not much fun when you get beat that way in all phases and especially on the offense. I mean, the way we started, I think with 3-3 and outs, and you start off really slow and, obviously got to play better. I mean, we have high expectations. I have high expectations for myself and high expectations for this team. And, 6-2 would have sounded a lot better than 5-3. And, going into this weekend, we kind of got to take a look at ourselves and look at what we can do better. There's a lot of things we can do better. There's a lot of things I can do better. A lot of things that we can fix. And I mean, hats off to Tampa Bay. They came out from the very first play and played extremely well and took it to us. And they're a good team. But we're a good team, too. And we just got to refocus and reevaluate ourselves and go into the second half of the season. And our goals are still achievable. I mean, it's halfway through the season. We're looking to make playoffs. We still control our own destiny. We've only played one NFC North game. We're looking forward. We're going to move forward and learn from this tape, the good and the bad, and look to Seattle next week and move on.
What happened on those first three drives? It just seems like things were really out of sync with the passing game.
I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to go back and look at the film. Just couldn't get things clicking. Couldn't really get a completion. And something we got to look at and obviously fix. It's one thing we always talked about. We got to start fast. And when we start slow and they go up 10 points, 17 points, whatever it was, it's hard in the NFL to catch up from behind.
Were you surprised by the amount of pressure they were able to get on you guys? I mean, they came into this game with 8-9 sacks, something like that.
Yeah. We knew, especially their front four were really aggressive, and they were going to get back and apply the pressure. And they played well up front tonight. We were trying to hit him deep. We were trying to take advantage of the matchup, and we got to keep taking advantage of it. I got to, keep the ball in bounds. I mean, two throws out of bounds. That's not what an NFL quarterback does, and I got to get better. So,
if you had to point at one specific thing that the offense needs to do better next week and the week after, I mean, what is there one specific thing that you could point at?
I think everything just goes back to execution. I think that's probably, all our problems can go back to that. We got to play better. We got to execute better. Coach Musgrave comes up with a great game plan. It's just our job to execute. And we're going to have to look at the film and see what we can do better at and how we're going to fix those things.
Jared gets X sack. Seems like momentum's kind of moving. Yeah. But you guys go 3-and-out. How frustrating was that?
It is frustrating. It's frustrating any time to go 3-and-out. But when you have the momentum on their side, and we got to seize that opportunity, and we didn't. It's frustrating, and it's frustrating an offense to perform, the whole time. I mean, the whole game the way we did. So
last week you said you were trying to do too much and force some things. Did you feel that you were doing that less today? And when does some of the problems on offense become an issue rather than just something fixable?
Yeah, I don't think I'd try to do too much. I thought I did a better job of out of the pocket getting rid of the ball and everything. It didn't force things down the field. We got to continue to progress week to week. I mean, that's our biggest goal, is to progress week to week. As an offense, we got to keep running the ball well and take advantage of the passing game. It's a learning opportunity after this game. I mean, it's a frustrating loss, but obviously there's a lot of things that we can get better at, and we just got to make sure to do it.
If you can just take an overview of these last four games compared to your first three this season, what do you think is the difference with the struggles lately?
I don't know what the difference is. I don't know. I mean, I obviously got to play better. For this team, I got to play better, and I don't know what's particularly wrong. There's things that I can always work on and will work on in practice, but I don't know if I can pinpoint one thing.
The pocket presence is there. I mean, you feel better about the way you've
done. I think so. I think I did a better job. I think early on I kind of escaped the pocket. I know on one particular play, but I think I did a better job of stepping up and moving around in the pocket and staying where I was supposed to.
How tough is that, Christian, to say that you need to play better without putting too much pressure on yourself or actually trying to do too much because you're thinking to yourself, I got to play better, I got to play better?
I think last week I tried to do too much. This week, I know I got to play better. I put a lot of pressure on myself anyways, and I always have high expectations for myself, and we'll always have high expectations. I'm always going to push myself to be the best, and I just got to keep putting in the time to get better and learn from this film and And obviously there's going to be things that I got to work on in practice, and I'm going
to
do it.
Do you start to depress it at all, especially here when the fans start to boo and things like that? Obviously, if things go wrong on the road, people don't care.
Yeah.
Here they start to boo pretty quick and get upset. Do you start to depress at all in those situations?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, they have the right to boo. Obviously, you know, we're not putting on a performance on a field like that they should be cheering about. And I don't think we press. I mean, we know that we have to play better. I mean, regardless of the boos or not. But, you know, it's we just got to progress. I mean, we just got to get better. That's the bottom line.
Jared gets into that scuffle, and then he gets the sack. So the momentum's building. Everything's building. You guys get the ball back and can't do much with it. That kind of that emotional wave that goes, does that take more out of you as an offense when you guys can't produce on something like that?
Well, it is frustrating when you have the momentum on your side and you can feel it shift. And, you know, there's always momentum shifts in the games. And we got to take advantage of them, and we didn't do that. And there's you know, so few opportunities in the NFL to you know, ride that momentum and do it. And we got to make sure that we take advantage of it.
But I told you before week one, halfway through, you'd be 5-3. But you said, okay, I can live with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you told us we were controlling our own destiny in this league, then heck yeah, we take it. Obviously, we're frustrated. I mean, our record could be better than 5-3, and that's a frustrating thing. But, you know, looking back, yeah, I mean, you have to be proud of it. And it was the first half's over, and we got 8 games to play, and we got to make sure that you know, we're coming out guns a-blazing. So.
Couple more. First couple weeks, you talked about the game slowing down for you a bit. Taking into account the last couple weeks now, do you think that your play has regressed, or maybe defenses are game planning different? Just how would you approach it?
I think I've definitely got to play better. I don't think I'm playing as well as I should and can. But obviously defenses are always going to be scheming against us. But, you know, we got to make adjustments, and we will make adjustments. And Coach Musgrave comes up with great game plans. We just got to play better, and it comes down to me. I mean, I got to play better, and I think that's obvious to everyone. Thanks.